And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on this Wednesday morning. And it's always a pleasure anytime we get a chance to speak with him. It's K-State President Richard Myers joining us on the program today. President Myers, appreciate the time.
Of course. Great to be with you.
Well, let's just kind of get right into it here. We're about 3.5 weeks away from the start of the school year. And I know this has been a kind of a rather busy year for you as the president, a lot of stuff going on. But as we stand here now, about a month out from the start of the fall semester, do you anticipate that we will see in-person classes?
So let me first put the context here. Things change basically every day, right? In terms of the pandemic, sometimes the economic impact, state funding, federal funding to help with offset some of the expenses. So with that in mind, with all that uncertainty in mind, yes, we are planning for a combination of in-person and online campus, online courses and opening campus back up. That's our plan as of today.
All right. As you mentioned, it is a fluid situation. Things can change on a dime, it seems like, with this pandemic. So there is a possibility that at some point that we could see another alteration to that plan.
Yeah, we'll track the spread of the. Sorry, I got a lost my voice here. We got a tracking all the different metrics and working with Raleigh County Health Department and so forth, and the Kansas Health Department to track this disease. And you know, when you bring as many students as we're going to bring back on campus into the Manhattan community, we think campus will probably be one of the safer places in the area, but frankly, my worry is, will we be safe off campus? And that goes to face masks, social distancing, hand washing, all those things we know how to do, and then if we have some cases that we have cases in, to do the contact tracing. That all has to be in place. If we're gonna be able to maintain in-person classes through this fall.
Hmm. Well, have you had any conversation? We've seen that Governor Laura Kelly has talked about, you know, delaying school till after Labor Day. Was there ever any discussion as far as that's concerned with K-State or any other of the Regent universities?
Well, it's always, you know, it's one of the options. So the way you do this is you've got Plan A, B, C, and D. And maybe more. So you have to flexibility is the key word, because we're not in control in many cases of where the virus is headed, other factors as well. So, well, we're going to have to be very, very flexible. So have we talked about delaying? Yes, we have. Have we made that decision? No, we haven't. We still plan on opening August 17th. That doesn't mean that tomorrow or the next day, make that call. That's just how fluid things are. Mm-hmm. So people need to understand that what we're trying to do is give as much certainty to students, parents, and families as we possibly can. So we aren't going to be changing just with a whim. We're going to change because there's a really good reason to change.
I think it was last week, KU's Chancellor Doug Girard announced that those coming back to in-person classes at KU would be tested for COVID before returning on campus, I guess. Is anything similar like that going to happen here?
Well, we're going to have robust testing capability, but no, we're not going to test everybody that returns. We're going to follow the KDHE, the Kansas Department of Health, which they don't recommend that. So we're not going to follow KU's model there.
Okay. In terms of testing capacity, though, do you feel pretty comfortable with what you have there at Lafine and the need? If you need to isolate students, you can?
Yes, I just talked to Dr. Girl at Lafine yesterday. Emailed him, actually, and chatted on email. We're in a pretty good position as we can do our own testing here in one of our laboratories in the BRI. And that gives us a real leg up on any other university, actually a Regent university in the state. So right now we think we have adequate testing capability to handle at least the student load and maybe some faculty and staff. But Raleigh County is going to have to, they'll do the rest. And we're going to have a conversation today with Manhattan leadership, Raleigh County leadership, and other community leaders. And we'll know more after that meeting where we are. But testing is going to be a really important part of this. We feel like at this point we're in a pretty good position.
Again, we're speaking with Kansas State University President Richard Myers here on In Focus, and always a pleasure to talk with him. We got a little less than a month before the start of classes here. Enrollment's been something, it's been a challenge here the last few years for K-State, and boy, this certainly doesn't help it much, but what impact are you anticipating this will have on fall enrollment numbers compared to maybe your initial forecast before the pandemic?
Well, pre-COVID, we're in the middle of implementing a strategic enrollment management plan. It really goes into full force next fall, not this year. But we implemented some pieces of that, and we were pretty pleasantly not surprised, but we were on a good trajectory pre-COVID, and so we were seeing an uptick in out-of-state students. It looked like our enrollment would probably flatten out, not decline dramatically. It'd be up on some campuses like Polytechnic and so forth. So it looked pretty good pre-COVID. Post-COVID, of course, we're predicting, like every university across the nation is predicting, a slight downturn in enrollment. I think that comes with this pandemic. It also comes with another part of the pandemic, and that's the economic downturn. So two schools in the region system in Kansas held their tuition flat, K-State and KU. And we did that not because we're not totally justified by raising tuition based on inflation, but because we're trying to be sensitive to the people we serve in the state in terms of this economic downturn and impacting families and students' abilities to pay.
And obviously online learning, the capacity over the last few years has improved a whole lot. It's not maybe ideal for everybody, every student here that has classes at the university, but are there any opportunities you think that it has created that could benefit the university going forward?
I think when we get to the next fiscal year, next fall, I think we'll take advantage of some of the lessons we learned here, and probably come up with different concepts of how we deliver content and courses and degrees. I think this pandemic has taught us a lot about how we could pursue perhaps a hybrid model, online, face-to-face. There's no replacement for face-to-face. Most students, most professors prefer that, but there's also a lot of learning that can go on online. So, I don't know what it's going to look at right now. Provost Chuck Tabor and his team are looking at that to see how we can reinvent ourselves a little bit as we go into a fall year from now, picking up, as you said, on the lessons that we've learned.
I might just highlight one thing here in particular. We're in the business of news media and digital media here at KMAN, and I saw yesterday the AQ Miller School of Journalism announced they're going to have an all-online mass communications degree. I think that's kind of rare. You don't see that at a lot of different places, but kudos to them for coming up with some sort of a curriculum for delivering that kind of service.
Yeah, that's a great school, a great tradition, a great history. We're hoping to do several things with that curriculum that will really put it on the map as a place for modern, modern journalism. But, as you know well, journalism has changed a lot over the decades. So we think we have an opportunity to reshape that. And we've got good leadership there, and we look forward to students enrolling in that particular curriculum.
We're speaking with President Richard Myers here from Kansas State University. I'm going to let you go rest your voice here for just a moment. I'll take a break here, and We'll come back and continue our conversation, talk a little bit about the economic impact that COVID-19 is having here. And we will be back with more from President Richard Myers after this on News Radio KMAN.